supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach.
KNNA The Cross on your car radio is amazing. What makes it more amazing is the ability to listen to 95.7 FM on the web at www.thecross957.org. Plus, you can check out our archive shows and listen to previous programs on demand. It's easy, it's educational, it's KNNA The Cross, thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Hi, I'm old lovable Jack Kirk.
And I am Nancy. And every Friday night on FM 95.7, Jack and I co-host a big band swing era program that we call When Music Was Music. We play big band music. You know what, Jack?
What's that, Nancy?
Our program might just be the fastest 2 hours of good music and entertainment on radio.
Wow. You know, I think you're right. But everyone will miss us if they don't tune us in, right?
Right. So please give us a try on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP FM 95.7, every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m.
Is the Bible the Word of God? Did Jesus really exist? When do we take the Bible figuratively and literally? Who are the Nephilim? Do extraterrestrials exist? Is hell real? Is the devil real? Am I going to hell if I have had an abortion? Does Jesus really love me, a sinner? These questions and many more have been discussed or will soon be discussed on the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. live. Join Captain Kirk, David, and guest pastors in tackling the tough questions. The Y-Files, Sunday at 2 p.m. live.
Out on a Tangent is a show about superheroes and their amazing powers. Adam recently watched the entire solar eclipse start to finish without once needing to use those special glasses. Jim frequently consumes Play-Doh with deli mustard just because his daughters asked him so politely. David has the power to wax his armpits and run long, grueling races for no reason at all. Eric has the power to analyze all the fun out of any movie you choose. Listen to Off on a Tangent live almost every Saturday at 7 to 9 p.m. only on KNNA.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh,
happy Thursday, everybody.
Yes, happy Thursday. It's going to be a good show. I'm pretty excited.
I think we're extremely excited, Ashley. I think we're extremely excited.
Yeah, so you are listening to Notes from the Stage.
With Callie.
And Ashley.
And we are your hosts every Thursday night, right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes. So tonight we are doing movie musicals from the 60s. We are working our way down. We started with the present era, and then we've worked our way down now. And then next week will be the Broadway musicals from the 60s.
Yes.
Now, when I was looking up for the lineup for this show tonight, there was so many movies that came out in the 60s. That I almost thought about splitting it up into two separate shows just for the movies. Because they were all like
it's super big.
It's like all the major classics, all the big ones.
Yep.
And I just, oh, it was so hard for me to pick. But I won't. That way we have stuff to play later down the road. Or if we ever do it again.
Well, I think we'll have plenty of music. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much music out there, it's not even funny. I mean, yeah.
Yep.
It's really, really hard to choose our music that we're going to play each and every week.
It is.
Even doing the decades thing. So I think we ran into a little snafu back with, what, the 70s?
Yeah, more, and also the 80s, surprisingly enough. Not so much with the Broadway, but more so with the movies in the 80s. I don't know what it was, but I didn't have very many. They had great soundtracks, but not musicals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had enough. We had, what, 9? But that's still, like tonight's show, for instance, we have 11. So,
yeah,
and that's me skimming down the list a little bit.
We wanted to make sure to have a plenty of music for tonight. And, you know, I think one thing that you and I like to do is we're trying to play more music than talking, because we get sometimes we get to talking quite a bit about their movies or Broadway shows.
A little bit. I get a little excited sometimes.
Just gosh.
So are you ready to start tonight off? We are going to do from one of the best, one of the greatest singers, I think, in my opinion, one of the greatest singers to ever grace us with her presence, Miss Barbra Streisand.
Barbra Streisand!
Yeah, we're going to play two of them back-to-back from two different movies. We have Hello, Dolly! And Funny Girl.
Hello, Rudy. Well, hello, Harry. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You are looking swell, Minnie. I can tell. You're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the bands playing one of my old favorite songs. Thank my lucky star. You're
looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, I think you did, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpawed.
I hear the ice.
Do you hear the ice tinkle?
See the lights.
Can you see the lights twinkle?
And you still get glances from us handsome men.
Look at you all, you're all so handsome. Golly gee, fellas, find me an empty me, fellas.
Is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis.
Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I am so glad to be back.
Are you looking swell?
Thank you, Lewis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Does it show?
Dolly, you still glowing, you still crowing, you still
going strong.
I feel the room swing and the band. One of our
remembering
so
it was my favorite.
Show some snap, fellas.
Yeah.
Find her an empty love.
Yeah. Dolly will never go away again.
Well, hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell.
Woo!
We can't tell. Woo! Darling, you're still going, you're still going, you're still going strong. I hear the ice.
I hear it tingle.
See the
fellas.
Wow.
Dolly, you'll never go away. Dolly, you'll never go away.
Dolly, you'll never go away again.
Don't tell me not to live. Just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly. I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it.
Mr. Onstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, you'll turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know, body, no, nobody is coming. Rain and
oh boy, I wish you all could have seen and witnessed what I just got to see.
What you and Will. By the way, we have a friend up here named Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, he may or may not. Will this week.
He may or may not come up to the one of the mics and say hello, but for right now.
So if you hear a slinky going or a random, I'm happy.
Yeah, because he is super happy to be up here, and he is letting us know all the time.
Hands down. Yeah. He's up dancing.
He
around.
Was all about that time. Song we just played, too. Uh-huh. He was dancing over here next to me.
Which we just heard. Two songs back.
Yeah.
One from Hello Dolly. Mm-hmm. The other one from Funny Girl. Ashley, what songs were those? By the beautiful Barbara Streisand.
Well, one was Hello Dolly. That was
with and Louis Armstrong sang that with her.
I know. And actually, this was his last movie that he ever played in. His last recording song was that song, actually. You're welcome.
Cool.
And Funny Girl, which... You were saying you hadn't actually ever seen, but yet Don't Rain on My Parade, which we just played, was one of your favorite songs from her.
It is literally my all-time favorite Dolly song. And I was busting it out in here.
Well, Funny Girl was the highest grossing film in 1968 when it came out. Mm. And then in 2016, it was deemed, quote, culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant by the United States Library of Congress, and it was selected to be preserved in the National Film Registry.
I still cannot believe it. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Yep. I love it.
It is a good movie. You now need to see that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I guess then...
we got a little bit of Oliver coming up.
Yeah. We were just talking about that, how you also hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, I've never seen Oliver. But I have seen Oliver and Company, which you said is similar to it.
It is.
Just with animals.
It is very similar to it, yes. Very...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys enjoy this next one we got coming up here for you.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself a one of the family. We've taken a you so strong. It's clear we're coming to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares? Whatever we got, we share. If it's a chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty lot of days. Why grouse? Oh, there's a chance to meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself our mate. We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration, we can state, consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself.
At home.
Consider yourself.
One of the family.
We've taken a you.
So strong.
It's clear we are going to get along. Consider yourself. Consider yourself
part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got we share. Nobody tries to be la-di-da and happy tea. There's a cup of tea for all. Only twice to be handy with the rolling pin. Oh, and the landlord comes to call. Consider yourself our mate. We don't have
consider yourself one of us. Consider yourself at home.
was Consider Yourself from Oliver.
Oliver!
Yeah, right.
Which came out in 1968.
Yep. Like, dang, we forgot to print out all our stuff, so now we're using our phones and our tablets.
Technology
Is not always better.
Yeah, no. So the song that you just heard, Consider Yourself, it took 3 weeks to film.
I know, isn't that crazy? And they practiced, what, 6 months before they even did one shot? Months.
Yeah, and then on top of like, yeah, that's exactly it. So the 6 months of practicing, and then, I don't know, that's incredible. So.
Yeah, probably because they had all the kids. I wonder if that's why they had to practice so hard beforehand.
Probably so. Get it? I mean, come on, kids sometimes don't have the greatest
attention span.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to think of the word. It was right at the tip of my tongue. And hey, you know, whatever. So.
Oh, my mom just texted in that we do see Oliver this weekend. Dun da da!
That's right. You guys are gonna go see that on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, cool.
Hopefully that will be spectacular. I've never seen it live, so. Ta da! I forgot all about that.
Is it going to have the animals or the people?
I wish the animals. That would be so much better. In such a chaos.
I know, I would live for that.
That
would be pretty awesome.
It would be a mess.
They could actually train cats and dogs to do all that.
They have a show down in Branson called Amazing Pets that has that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not that good.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's good for children. Little ones.
So we'll take Penny sometime, right?
Yeah, she would love it.
Okay. Next up, we've got a little bit of Thoroughly Modern Millie, and I have to dedicate this song to my lovely Frina. Oh my goodness gracious.
I don't know who that is.
My lovely friend Tina Etchison.
Oh, I know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not Frina. I'm flubbadubbing, as Jack would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. All right, here we go, everybody.
My daddy was a ragtime trombone player. My mommy was a ragtime cabaret-er. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the way I walk is a fad, but it's a birthday present from my mommy and daddy. I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. There's something in the tone of a saxophone that makes me do a little wiggle all my own. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, full of jazz bow harmony. That walk the dog and bowl the jack that caused all the talk is just a copy of the way I naturally walk. 'Cause I'm a jazz baby, little jazz baby, that's me. Locked to sleep while the cradle went to and fro, to and fro, to the tune of the tickle toe. Ever since I started in to grow, love to hear the music play and see my dear old mammy swaying. Razzmatazz, that's all I ever knew. All day long I never would get through. Jazzmatazz, that's all I wanna do. So play me a little jazz. When those fellas go mad, cannot compare with what I got from mommy and dad. So hear this jazz, baby. Little jazz.
Baby, that's me.
Y'all right over there, Ashley. Thoroughly
it's
Modern
time.
Millie was that musical that came out in 1967. Mm-hmm. Jazz Baby, sung by Carol Channing, Andre Previn, and the rest of the orchestra.
We are doing fantastic tonight.
We cannot talk.
It's Doodles.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that was a hot mess.
Oh, boy.
Well,
oh,
I guess
boy,
let's just go ahead
boy.
And... I just now looked at our lineup. Guess what's next? Get excited!
Get excited! Get excited! All righty.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap! The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Callie, you always serenade me. That's so nice.
I know. Let's get together. Yeah.
What you gotta know is usually it's a little more loud than that out over here, and she includes a little bit of dancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jim's in the studio right now. I don't think you need to see all that.
This is true. We don't want to scare him.
No.
Too late.
No. There's a reason we don't do Facebook Live videos or anything like that.
This is true.
Because we might get more listeners if you do.
Hey. And maybe some more likes to our page. Yeah.
It's all right. We're already winning.
Which people can search on what? On Facebook for us, which is?
Notes from the Stage.
Notes from the Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Come like us.
Yeah.
To be fair, go over and check out Off on a Tangent's page on Facebook.
You can check it out, just don't like it.
And go like them. And the Y-Files.
Yeah, you can check out all of them, just don't like them.
You're so mean. We're only saying this because Jim's in the studio right now. And he is the producer and co-host and things like that on Off on a Tangent. So, which Off on a Tangent.
And the Y-Files.
They're here every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. with Adam, Eric, David, Jim, David, our producer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's not here right now.
No, he's not. That's I'm producing tonight. I know. Ta-da. It feels a little weird without him here.
It always does.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just did our fun Disney section that we love
it's so
doing
fun.
Every night.
We had Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins.
Yep.
And then it was Let's Get Together.
By Hayley Mills.
Yep. From The Parent Trap.
Yep. You know, The Parent Trap, I would go visit my aunt and uncle, Kirk and Carrie, in Broken Bow, and I would seriously watch that movie over and over again. I would ask to watch The Parent Trap because we didn't own it at home, and Sister Act.
I love Sister Act.
Those two movies, I would. That's all I would want to watch. And then there was another cartoon that had a bunch of music and stuff. Like, I don't know. Anyways,
all cartoons have.
Well, no, it was like it. I don't know. It was on VHS. It was some. It had like multiple cartoons back to back, and it was. Yeah.
So, have you ever seen the movie Babes in Toyland?
Yes, I have.
Right,
it's a very creepy movie.
It is from 1961. So, I guess on the set of The Parent Trap, or at least when they were filming the movie for Babes in Toyland.
Yeah.
And was it her name? Annette Funicello and Tommy Sands. They were there filming that movie. I guess they just jumped sides of the different lots and went to go sing the main song for Parent Trap.
No way.
Mm-hmm. The title song for it.
Yeah, well, I knew Annette Funicello did that song, but I didn't know who else sang it with her.
Tommy Sands. So the both of them were in together in Babes in Toyland. They were filming that while they were... Like
that's
on break,
really cool.
They ran over and just did a real quick recording and ran back.
It's the intro where they do the claymation or whatever it is. Well, it's like it's this animation, but it looks like claymation because it gives a little 3D effect to it. Huh.
Random that's information.
Cool. Which actually is really surprised tonight that we didn't pick any songs by Annette Funicello and Frankie Valli. No. Frankie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in Beach Blanket Bigo or stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about. That's not Frankie Valli.
No.
Who is that?
Well, just give it a second. My mother's going to text it to me. Just wait.
I watch those movies all the time.
And I was going to have another random thing for you guys to watch if you ever go back and watch Mary Poppins. So there's a carriage that passes Bert on the street, and she blows him a kiss. Her name
is
Larry or Laurie. I don't know. Oh, Avalon.
Frankie Avalon. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
Anyway, she was Julie Andrews' stand-in.
Her stunt double or whatever.
So they went ahead and put her in the movie.
That's cool. That's really neat that they did that.
Yeah, actually, right?
Yeah, I really
so now,
like that.
Now when we have to go watch it again with Penny,
we
got to look for
we
that.
We can see that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did that with Jurassic Park recently. Not to go on like, off
well,
on.
You took your,
well, a tangent. What? Anyways, like, okay, so I watched on Facebook the other day. I went through a list of all these things that, like, you can notice when you're watching movies. Like, the faux pas that they have and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just did that with Jurassic Park recently. I know that's really random, but we were talking about that. The next time we watch a movie, you watch for all these things.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Either the flubs that they put in, they just leave them in, or purposeful.
They don't notice until after they're done and
all
that stuff. So.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody you're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town, Chicago is my kind of people too, people who
beautiful Frankie.
Yes.
Frank Sinatra.
I did not even know about that movie from Robin and the Seven Hoods. Isn't that a funny name? I'm sorry.
I know, it really is. Because it's Frank Sinatra and you don't, I mean, I don't know.
Robin it just and doesn't the Seven sound Hoods. Like it should go with him.
Yeah, no.
But it's got the Rat Pack in it.
Yep.
And it's one that he did. It's his own indie film.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen it before. That's
neither
awesome.
Have I. I didn't even know it existed when we were down in Branson when we saw the Frank Sinatra show. It was on there, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I need to take out my phone real quick and take some notes because I did not know existed. And then slowly nice. Hold, it was just on TMC or AMC, one of those.
TCM.
Sure.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
One of them letters.
Things.
And my parents just taped it.
Oh, nice.
So it's on our DVR to watch.
Yay. There you go. There you go.
So I'll let you know how it was.
From 1964 and 1962, we've got some Viva Las Vegas and Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah. Did you know Elvis had 27 Elvis. Movies?
In the 60s.
In the 60s.
In the 60s alone. So mm-hmm. Ashley chose these two. Hopefully everybody enjoys these two.
Yeah, well,
it was hard to decide which ones
I was going
to
put Blue Hawaii in there because two of my friends, Ricky and Carrie, got married a few years ago and their wedding song was from Blue Hawaii. So I was going to play it, then I couldn't find the song fast enough, and anyway.
That's fine.
I just wanted
We'll play it for them mm-hmm. another night.
We already have, I think.
And they actually need, I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Maybe we should invite them up here
that
we can play it for them mm-hmm. and they can
introduce it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, we've got some Viva Las Vegas and Girls, Girls, Girls back to back sung by your, I don't know, the talented and
King
awesome
of Rock and Roll.
Elvis. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand friends.
Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. Seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, Viva Las
Rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Singing, singing what, Ashley?
Viva Las Vegas. And girls, girls, girls.
Viva Las Vegas. Every time I hear Elvis, it reminds me of Lilo and Stitch. Because all music in Lilo and Stitch is Elvis. Because Lilo loves Elvis.
You know, Elvis got really tired of doing quite a few of those movies. All of them were Boy Meets Girl. I mean, it was like the exact
27 of the same movies.
Well, that's just in the 60s. That doesn't include the 50s. Like, it's the same thing.
Which he did some military movies and things.
Yeah, but it was still Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah.
Girl sings, or Boy Sings to Girl.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And Live Happily Ever After. Ta-da! I mean, every single time. He wanted, like, a super dramatic film role. I don't know if it really ever did happen.
Didn't we talk like last week about, maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, that so they wanted Elvis for a certain movie, but he hadn't done film for ever, and so they decided not to have him go in there, or his producer didn't want him to go in.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
I don't know. I can't remember. I'd have to look back at our notes and stuff. It's just playing in my head. So anyways, so that we have time to play our next two songs, we've got some from the movie Where the Boys Are. Connie Francis sings in it.
Okay, so I know it's on here now, but do you know why I picked it specifically? Because there was other films that happened in that
year. I don't know, because I love this movie.
Yeah, it's not all about you, sweetheart. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh!
That was a good ha! Da-dun-tsh.
Yeah, if I had something light enough to throw at you, I would. But I don't. I really...
Oh, that's all right. He took care of it.
Jim threw paper?
Yep.
Good. Fantastic.
Now, I love you. I always pick movies
for you. I
hope
you got a paper cut.
It was a straw wrapper, so no. Such a dork.
Anyways, why did you pick Where the Boys
My
Are?
My mama.
Oh, because the mama. You know what? My mom loves Connie Francis.
I think it was a thing. I was awesome. Trying to find
it must be.
Movies. Nope, that's wrong. I was trying to find music from like Gidget Goes to Rome. Gidget,
yeah.
All the Gidget movies.
Because your mom loves Gidget.
Mama loves those. I love those.
Yeah.
I could not find a soundtrack for me to buy.
Seriously.
Could not.
Well, that's
we own the movies.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find.
Huh.
I couldn't find the music.
Any music for it. Mm-hmm. That's where we do run into is a lot of, like, we couldn't even find music for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah. What, isn't that
so,
weird?
I mean, it, yeah, there is nothing.
I don't know if
we,
maybe I was
using...
I don't
know where using, we can find it or
I mean, I
something.
Literally searched in iTunes to go and buy the album because I like the movie and I like the music and we would probably use a lot of songs from there.
We'll have to access other venues and see if we can find it somewhere.
I could not find it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyways, like we said, we've got Connie Francis singing
Yay!
Where the Boys Are.
There you go, Mom. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, I love Connie Francis's voice.
It was good.
There's another song she sings in that movie, and I'll have to think about it. I'll have to look. And
she,
I love.
A lot of her hits, I guess, all kind of sound the same.
Yeah.
They sound very interchangeable, kind of. But, I mean, I like it. I like all of them. So, I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I remember. Yep. So that title song that she sang, I guess it reached number 4 on the pop charts.
Oh, I don't doubt
Mainstream.
That.
Mainstream.
It's such a good song. I love it.
Yeah. I'm impressed we got through this many songs. We have only one more.
We put a lot of songs on tonight, and I'm kind of thrown off right now. I'm like, oh.
We did not expect that we had minutes left. I thought we were just going to be like one right after the other, and ta-da!
Yeah. Huh. Well, anyways. So next week, we're going to be doing 1960s Broadway.
Hey-o.
I'm not exactly sure what that all entails. You'll have to stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
We're
after that, we have
1950s movies.
I'm so excited.
And then Broadway kind of gets a little bit iffy.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, I haven't researched nothing. I mean, like of the 50s specifically. Yeah.
But then after that, then we got 1940s movies.
I know.
And then 1930s movies. Just super
yeah, we are going to be, I think we're going to get a little harder to find music when we get closer to like the 30s on down. I don't know if we're going to be able to find as much.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. So
maybe somebody has them on vinyl.
Exactly.
Because they may not have converted any of them or remastered them into a digital format.
We'll have to
look. Or CD even.
We'll have to look at the records that we were given up here.
I don't even like want to touch them. They're so pretty.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? I just want to like, ooh, pretty. Like, look at them. I'm afraid I'm going to mess them up somehow.
I know. Me too. Me too. Ashley and I are here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Tonight you have listened to, our program is called Notes from the Stage.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know why I left that one out. I always do.
I know.
Ashley, you want to tell them where they can contact us at?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to. We have an email at notesfromthestage, it's one long word, at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a Twitter page at NFS. I just said that wrong.
FTS.
I knew I was going to do that. 957.
Yep.
So you can find us there. I do repost things. I follow a lot of Broadway shows. Okay, not a lot.
A lot.
Yep. I get a little obsessive about it. So then I repost.
But it's good.
When
you
new shows.
You get to share all the information.
When new shows
people,
come
it's
out.
Awesome.
Like, who was the new one that you just posted? Because you got really excited about one. You don't always. I usually am the one that stalks people a little bit. I don't mean people. More so is like the shows. It was the Queen one, right?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, that movie's coming out soon. I'm pretty excited for that one.
Yeah, you were getting real excited about that movie.
Oh, I love me some Queen. That's good stuff.
Got yeah. it. Well, and remember who just played in Omaha that Tina actually just went to? I know this and you don't.
Yeah, you know this.
Oh, my goodness, everybody, please mark it on your calendar. Hamilton.
Oh, no, she didn't see it in Omaha. She saw it in Des Moines.
Well, whatever. She got
matinee tickets and drove all the way to Des Moines to go watch Hamilton.
That was a smart girl.
That comes out.
That's dedication.
In the fall next year, September 2019.
I thought it was still coming here.
It's in Omaha, Orpheum.
Yeah. Well, that's what
September
I meant.
Next year.
Omaha.
Yeah. So we want to remind everybody, this is Notes from the Stage. And I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're going to leave you off with this lovely song. It's not our usual goodbye song of So Long Farewell from Sound of Music, but since the Sound of Music came out in the 60s,
yes,
we wanted to play a different one for a change.
Yes.
And so we've got a little bit of The Lonely Goat Herd. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
They said, high on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Of the lonely goat herd, lay, 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 folks in a town that was quite remote, herd, lay, 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 lusty and clear from the goat herd's throat, herd, lay, lay, of a castle moat herd, lay, or lay, or lay,
men on a road with a load to tote herd, lay, or lay, or men in the midst of a troubled goat herd, lay, or lay, or lay,
men drinking beer with a foam afloat herd, lay, or lay, or one little girl in a pale pink coat herd.
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd, lay, or lay, or loo.
Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat herd, lay, or lay, or lay, or what a duet for a girl and goat herd, lay, or lay, or loo.
pale pink coat herd.
Lady old lady old lady, woohoo!
She yodeled back to the lonely goat herd.
Lady old lady old lady. Soon her mama with a gleaming gloat herd. Lady old lady old lady, mm-hmm. What a duet for a girl and goat herd. Lay old lady old lady.
Happy old day, lady old lady.
Lady,
you're listening to KNNA LP 95.7.